Isn't it incredible how fast the digital finance landscape is shifting? We're finally seeing crypto companies move from that regulatory gray area straight into legitimacy.
Absolutely. A huge milestone has been reached with ZeroHash, joining a growing list of firms applying for a U.S. national bank charter.
This really signals a new era where crypto-native companies can operate as traditional financial institutions, effectively bridging the gap between decentralized finance and banking compliance.
Right. The momentum behind these applications is largely driven by legislative changes, specifically the Genius Act passed back in July.
Since its passage, the regulatory environment has opened up considerably, allowing crypto entities to finally seek approval from the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency.
That legislation represents a historic change. It enables digital asset platforms to issue banking licenses without being forced to shut down their core operations or migrate entirely.
ZeroHash is not alone in this pursuit, either. There are so many others following suit.
Exactly. Several high-profile companies have already secured conditional approval, including Circle, Ripple, Bridge, and even Stripe.
These firms demonstrate that it is possible to integrate with traditional banking compliance frameworks without losing their identity.
For ZeroHash specifically, obtaining a national bank charter would allow them to hold deposits, issue loans, and provide financial services with the same security standards expected of established banks.
But securing this status requires rigorous adherence to federal regulations, including implementing robust anti-money laundering protocols and ensuring customer funds are fully insured.
For investors and users, this transition reduces risk significantly by aligning crypto platforms with the stringent oversight mechanisms already in place for legacy financial institutions.
This trend marks a departure from the cautionary tales of past years when regulatory hesitation led to existential threats for many projects. We're finally moving past that fear.
Now, with conditional approvals on the rise, the industry is stabilizing. It feels much more secure than before.
The ability to offer banking services legally means crypto firms can attract institutional capital so much more easily now.
Banks are increasingly willing to partner with compliant digital asset providers once they see that the regulatory framework supports these relationships.
As ZeroHash and others continue their applications, the market is watching closely to see where this leads.
The success of conditional approvals suggests that the OCC is ready to onboard more crypto-friendly institutions into the fold.
For ZeroHash specifically, this approval could be a game-changer for their expansion plans. It's huge news for them.
It opens doors for partnerships with traditional financial networks and allows them to serve a broader demographic of customers who prioritize security and compliance.
The convergence of blockchain technology and regulated banking is no longer just a concept. It is becoming reality right before our eyes.
As more firms like ZeroHash move forward, the financial sector will likely see increased innovation driven by the efficiency of digital ledgers, combined with the safety nets of traditional banking laws.